Hello, and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. With me, I have, well, all three players, but Rob, this is Rob's episode. Rob.
Hey, howdy.
All right. What character are you going to be playing this season?
I will be playing Travis Lang.
Excellent. So, what do you want to tell us about Travis Lang, the mechanical bits?
Mechanical bits. He will be a artificer, armorer subclass, of course, fulfilling the tank role, basically, for the party, along with the tech and magic knowledge department.
I appreciate it. Want to give us anything else mechanical about him? What power sets?
Power sets are fire and metal morph.
Which is primary?
Honestly, I haven't decided yet.
Really? You still have to decide the fifth level, right?
Exactly.
You got a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
Plus, who remembers the pilot anyway?
Nobody remembers the pilot. Still my favorite mechanic. By the way, in case anyone forgot, nobody remembers the pilot means after you have two sessions to rebuild your character from the ground up in my game. I don't care if we've done an 8-hour session. You get two sessions. Two full sessions to go, you know what? Maybe that character isn't doing what I want it to. And there has to be at least one combat scenario, or I give you until the first combat scenario. Because I've played a character that I genuinely ended up hating. And I had to play it for over a year. And it was fucking awful.
Yep.
I tried to get that asshole killed. But I couldn't in good conscience screw my party over to do it. So I ended up playing that character for over a year.
Yep. Never Rip again. Shimmering.
I love Rip. It was Ren.
Ah, okay.
And the one in Jigskin.
But you were also pissed about being stuck as the Warlock.
Yeah, I realize how much I dislike Warlocks because they don't get to do much. But in my world, they're a little better because they've got more shit to do with powers. Instead of, that's all I do is two spells per day, that sucks. But I digress. Is there anything else you want to tell us about Travis before we get started? Because pretty much the rest of his stuff's kind of hidden right now.
Well, let's get started.
All right. I'm so looking forward to this one. All right. So, Travis, you are trundling along in the family RV along I-64 on the way into St. Louis. You are excited that vacation is almost done. You probably got like 2 days left. You're going to make a quick stop in St. Louis before you trundle on back to Florida.
Yep.
Where in Florida are you from?
Sweetwater, Florida.
Okay, and what's special about Sweetwater, Florida?
It's 14 miles from Miami.
So, wow, you're good. Maybe it's more like 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6 days before again, because it's like a last thing before you come back.
Yep.
Okay. No, it's specifically 2 weeks before the end of the summer. That makes way more sense. It's 2 weeks before the end of the summer. This is your second stop after Nashville, because you went up to Nashville and you're coming over to St. Louis to see the Arch.
Yep.
And as you're driving, you notice that roll me a perception check. You have your dice now.
Yeah, but they're way over here. And all bagged up.
I brought your dice back, you bastard.
First you yell at us for not bringing your dice back, and now you yell at us for bringing your dice back.
So now I gotta make so much noise. Plus 4.
That's a 6 total. All right.
I might actually be driving.
You have to be over. You have to be 21 to drive an RV. It's a thing. Because it's a certain class of vehicle.
He's from Florida.
Are you from Florida?
Yes.
Okay, so you're like born and bred.
Yeah.
Oh. From Florida.
Okay. Oh, no, you're, I guess, from outside of Miami, so it's not as bad.
My dad's trying to get me as much driving experience.
Okay, so you're driving, but your dad is in, like, the seat behind you, watching you like a hawk. He's not even in the passenger seat. He's watching down the road where you are, and he's very uptight. And you're watching, and you're noticing, like, there's not a lot of cars coming back the other way, which is weird. Because the whole way in, it's been cars, cars, cars. And now, it's very sporadic. Like, a car every couple miles. It's very strange. And your dad, like, his head whips around, and he's like, did you see that?
See what?
Huge bird. Like, huge. It has got to be an eagle. It's massive.
What do you... Perception?
You rolled perception. You failed. Okay. That was the roll.
That was
the
now that he's pointing it out. That's why
it's swooped.
It's gone.
Yep, it's gone
this
now.
Is not, man, that's the biggest damn bird I've ever seen. All right.
That's not what people sound like from Florida.
I don't know what a Florida accent sounds like, so guess what? He's Southern now.
Oh, right.
I can't do it. I tried.
Okay.
So he's from, like, Tennessee.
The father was actually grew up China.
I'm not doing a bad Chinese accent because I don't want to be hated.
My father is Chinese, mother is Native American.
Okay, guess what? He learned yep. English from someone with a Texan accent or a Southern accent, so that's what he's got. Ha ha!
You found the loophole!
Okay. Keep on. Hey, send a line. Send a line. He's very, like, very direct. Like, I know where. Nope, not doing that.
He's joke. Nervous. He gets straight to the point. But he is a jokester.
Okay. Yeah, like he says, all right,
he's the dad jokes.
Kind he's of like, big, that's the biggest pigeon I damn near ever saw. Okay, all right. So no. You're traveling along, and a really sleek looking cop car pulls up onto the road behind you, and
oh shit! Oh shit!
Oh no!
I pull over,
and roll perception one more time. It's a long pull.
There's no chance
you get it. No.
I rolled a 3.
You would have needed to roll like an 18. It was not like on the dice.
Yeah.
Pulls up behind you. You can't really see what it says on the car. It's the angle's wrong. And a cop strolls up. And what you notice immediately, because, you know, you grew up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like a normal cop's gun. It's not. It's chunkier. It's like not holstered. It's like it looks like it's like magnetically attached somehow. And he has it looks like a shock baton along his hip, which is weird. It's not like a taser. And you would swear that's a sword, like either a big ass knife or a sword.
I'm calling 911.
Your phone doesn't connect. You look down and you have no bars. Not any. Not
I am.
It literally is. It's the X with the bar symbol behind it.
Yep, I'm trying to figure out how to contact 911 right now as best I could.
Nothing. And
this does not make sense to my character.
So, the cop walks up to the door of the RV. Please, come out, or open the door so I can see you.
I open the window.
There's none of the door window on those doesn't go, does it?
I don't think so.
It
depends on the model.
Flippy, flappy. Oh, okay, how rich was your family? Are we talking wealthy or are we talking middle class?
Upper middle class. I would not go full. Okay.
Athena. I'm gonna roll 4 dice. And if we break,
No, it would definitely be middle class after having to go through the mother's cancer.
Yep. So yeah, no, it's a less nice model. Or is it a holdover from when times were better?
It's post mother's death.
Purchase post. So yeah, it's the flippy flappy door. You'd have to open the door to let him see.
I will do it. I follow the police instructions.
You've been pulled over before. You know the procedure. You're getting your license registration ready,
mm-hmm.
And you open the door, and it's a cop, just a regular cop. You see his badge is a little hard to read. It's kind of shiny on it. You can't really see it very well. And he looks at you and he says, where'd you get this heap?
My dad bought it a couple months ago.
I mean, I'm sorry, you're coming to Riverside City. You can't drive a gasoline-powered vehicle in there.
What's Riverside City? We're headed to St. Louis.
You hear a giggle behind you?
I'm like, we're going there. I'm holding up the map.
You hear a giggle. Actual map. You hear a giggle from behind you. Do you turn around?
Yeah.
You see a probably 8 or 9 year old little boy wave and then disappear.
Did you guys see that?
Your dad says, "What do you mean?" And the cop says, "Son, please come back to the door. I need to talk to you. It's a serious fine for driving a gasoline-powered vehicle in Riverside City."
What is Riverside City?
Okay.
Where are we on this map?
He says, "I mean, is that from like the 7? Like,
check the copyright. Oh. It's 2018.
I gotta call this in. Just sit down. Actually, I'm sorry. I need to ask you. You and whoever's in the vehicle, please step outside. Let me get my partner to watch. To come up and stand with you. Do you have any firearms inside? I'm sorry. Do you have any weapons inside we need to worry about?
No. I got a hunting rifle.
Yeah, sure. Bring it out. Okay.
I specifically pull out all the ammo. And
yeah, sure. Yeah. The cop is laughing, which makes no sense.
Yep.
Literally my worst nightmare ever.
Hey, Bob, can you come over here? You gotta see this. And then, like, 5'2" Asian cop comes over, and he's like, "Really? Okay, interesting." Hey, and he kind of whispers under his breath and rolls to see if you hear it.
That's a 19 on the die.
You hear different kind of dimensional incursion. Neat. And you notice, and you see that the Asian cop is strapped with a huge rifle on his back. I mean, but it's an energy rifle. It looks like it's straight out of Star Wars. Huge. And he's also got on his hip, he's got, like, different shaped, which you have to assume are grenades. And he's also got, on his arm, he's got, like, a golden, like, gauntlet type thing. Or, what's it? Bracer. That he, like, you hear a noise come from the woods behind, off to the side of the road. And he, like, flares it out and a shield appears. And he's got a rifle layer over it in, like, a half a second. This guy's obviously highly trained. And he's the muscle. And nothing comes out of the things, and he banishes the thing with a wave of his arm, and he says, "All right, what's your name? And can I? Where are you from?"
We're coming from Nashville. We started this family trip in Sweetwater, Florida.
Oh, that's how big? He pulls out a phone that looks nothing like any phone you've ever seen. It's like see through, and actually, I'm sorry, he taps a bracelet he's wearing, and in front, and then starts like just typing and nothing.
I hold up my phone. I start recording him.
Like, wow, that's an old one.
It came out last year.
What is it, like an iPhone?
It's a Motorola Edge Plus.
He's like, it doesn't exist. That model never got released.
I hand him the phone. Says,
yeah, it's old tech. Here you go.
Old. I guess technology.
What? Okay. It's weird. You're like, yeah, you know it's new. You know it's new. You know, and like, yeah, it's not outdated at all. We're not bleeding edge tech, but it's like newish. It'd be like saying, "Hey, I've got an iPhone 14 or whatever." Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not like I got an iPhone 3. He's like, "How old is that thing?" And you look in. You know, he says, you know, he gets your name, and he says, "Son, are you sure?"
You can check the paperwork. This is my photo on the driver's license. He looks at
it, and it says 2023. What year is it? Weird question.
2022.
Okay, I'm going to need to call my captain, and we're going to have to come get somebody. Because, one, you can't drive that bus in. I'm sorry. That's against the law. But I'll get somebody here. We'll help out. We'll get a trailer to come get it for
you. That seems even more gas-heady.
What do you mean? All vehicles in Riverside City are electric or hydrogen powered.
What again is Riverside City?
Oh, he goes into a brief description of the Ides of March tragedy, where a superhero and a supervillain exploded St. Louis, and a massive city that was built, the most advanced city in the world, was built on top.
Well,
and he's telling it like straight face, no, like he kind of jokes about the explosion, but like roll insight
plus two.
Oh no,
19.
He's either he's the best liar you've ever met, or he's not lying.
Hey, Dad?
Your dad is just, like, sitting on the bottom stair. He's like, yeah, I don't know. He's sitting with the rifle across his knees.
They would not have...
They literally said, keep your... keep it. They specifically said, keep it.
Law-abiding, he would still keep it out of reach. Just because...
So he tossed it in front of his feet. Yeah, like, yeah, it's out of his reach, but he could get it if he...
Yeah.
So they come by, and the hauler they call it in is super advanced. It like smoothly pulls the RV up onto it like it doesn't exist. And then they can just get in the cruiser. We'll take you in. There's some things that happen we need to explain. And your dad's like, yeah, we should probably go. It's a brave new world. It looks like, son.
Yeah.
You're telling me? And they explain that it is 2029.
Because 3 years
you've
after.
Lost 7 years.
Also in a new world. Also, Dad is weirdly calm.
So you get in the cop car and it's smooth and it accelerates really. It rockets along. Just you don't really feel it. It's very, very strange. You've been in cars your entire life. They're loud. The shocks usually suck, or the ride usually sucks. The roads are perfectly smooth. They're not. You see what looks like a pothole, and as you watch, it's like slowly regenerating.
Yeah, I'm recording now all this.
Yeah, and they keep looking back. They're like, "We have got to get this boy." You know what? No, we'll let the welcome wagon take care of that. So you're driven in town. And do you have any questions for them as you drive? You probably got like a 10 minute. You got like a 10 minute drive.
I got tons of questions.
Ask me six. Five, ask no. Ask
what's
me.
What's this? What's that? What's hold this?
On. Okay.
How the
okay? Ask me questions that the viewers might care about, or listeners might care about. You can ask. I'm not keeping that. Four questions.
How's that floating?
What is that? What floating?
Just pointy random things. He has nothing in particular. Just
floating's not as common. But there, okay, you do see like a helicarrier, but like a hover carrier, a medevac fly across, and it does not have wings or jets. It's just hovering.
Exactly.
And he says, "Oh, repulsor technology. It only got really in use about a couple years ago." But yeah, I mean,
so that's some real Iron Man shit.
What's an Iron Man?
I think that probably is something from my world.
Sure. Neat. Is that like Iron Betty? Or Reaper, maybe?
I got no clue who those are.
Got it. Neat. Okay. And Officer Milford, who is the officer you've been talking to. The other guy's Bob. He just goes Bob. Just Bob.
Bob Bradford and Michael Milford.
Bob the badass. And he's literally just goes by Bob. There's not even, it just says Bob on his name tag or in his badge. And then the other guy is Officer Milford. He tells you his name is Thomas, and he's lived in Riverside City his entire life. Bob was a cape for a couple years, which you learn is what superheroes are called. And then he joined the force because he wanted to try and be a force for change in the police department. Any other questions you might have?
What's that big brick in the background there?
What big brick?
The arcology.
You wouldn't. That'd be when you get into town. This is like asking stuff as you drive.
Yeah.
You see. I figure you do see a giant, probably 20 foot tall bear smack a tree down.
20 foot bear?
Oh yeah, giga bears. Don't worry about it.
Giga bears. What?
So I've been told that I'm not supposed to talk about this too much with anybody we see who isn't from around here. But there are dimensional anomalies everywhere now. Monsters, no longer a thing of stories. We saw Cthulhu. Actual fucking Cthulhu. Which is a thing in our world.
And what? Did a random dragon come out of nowhere and eat him?
Yeah, actually. How'd you guess?
That was just pulled out of my ass. Literally. I got no fucking clue.
This shit's weird up in here.
You're telling me.
So, what do you guys do for fun? We usually watch Save the Citizen.
I guess I can. I mean, I hope that's not what I first think that meant.
Well, there is, the hockey team's pretty good. The Riverside City Rivermen. Now he's got Southern accent. Motherfucker.
You can't help yourself.
The Riverside City Rivermen, you know.
What is St. Louis?
The Blues.
Blues.
So they're not the Blues anymore?
The Blues didn't exist. Blues never existed.
Well, for me, they did.
They don't exist. You would be a. So no, the Blues. Who are the Blues?
That was the St. Louis team.
Neat.
I knew of.
I bet you I'm a winner trivia contest with that. Thanks. I don't know if I guess who'd ask the question.
Yep.
Okay. No one would believe me if I made it the answer to a question either. All right. Well, I mean, do you guys do sports much? I mean, it's pretty much hockey. Save the Citizen. Football still got some presence, but after the.
Question about the Save the Citizen.
Yeah.
Is that like Cape randomly comes in at to save somebody from a villain?
No.
And just everyone just stares around and watches?
No. It's a sport. They use automatons to give like the illusion of someone being in danger. Then they put them in some crazy situation and the Save the Citizen team it's whoever saves them the fastest with the least amount of damage, and there's a point system. It's pretty complicated.
Okay, so at least it's not as barbaric as I first thought.
No, I mean, a lot of capes end up doing it for either professionally or as a way to augment income or for charity events. I mean, some of the biggest names in the cape business, do Save the Citizen pretty regularly.
Okay. My father would probably chime in and actually say what they're out there for.
Oh yeah, we're traveling this. We're traveling the southern U.S. just trying to get a feel for it before Big Man over here goes back to his junior high school.
Yep, we had our RV out, but We do a lot of wilderness stuff.
Yeah, I mean, wilderness stuff's a little more dangerous than it used to be, but there's some really good parks and...
With a 20-foot bear? And that's just common?
I mean, not common, but, I mean, Jerry's been around for a couple years now.
Okay.
When he shows up at the same spot every day knocking a tree down, you learn his name. We had a animal super come in and tell us the name. Got his name. His name's Jerry. You kind of just wave. He doesn't attack cars, so we don't really worry about it. He said as long as we don't mess with his den, he'd leave us alone. So we just don't mess with him. He actually keeps the monsters down around the area. He's pretty strong.
Okay.
As long as he's got enough stuff to eat, and he usually eats the monsters, so we don't really.
He's a gigabear.
As far as we're concerned, he's a friend. Friend of the force. We tried to deputize him, and he ate the badge. Hey, you win some, you lose some. We lost the badge. But yeah, but the answer is, do bears shit in the woods? The answer is yes. Yes, they do. The camera and the badge came out there. As we said. Do you have any more questions for us? You're probably 2-3 minutes from the edge of town. You can now see the enormous arch. It's a mile high.
That's a bit bigger than I remember. I thought it was only like 600 feet tall, but I guess New World.
Okay. So the Eisen March happened in 60. So I heard there was plans for a little arch, but it never got built. Those were supposedly inspired by it, but they go across the whole river. Okay. If you stay in Riverside City for a year, you'll get a free ride. Otherwise, it's really expensive.
Okay. I will actually try to do history questions, see where any other differences lay.
It's identical until 1960. I'm sorry. Until 1940, which is when D-Day. It's identical until D-Day. And then everything kind of goes twisty.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Happened. But it was... They happened because the war there didn't end. The war in Europe did, but they didn't there. And so all that still happened. Because I don't want to change history that much. So they still ban nuclear weapons and, you know, things like that. Though they have been de-irradiated. What is it called when you remove radiation? The radiation has been sucked out in this world by supers with that kind of power to absorb radiation. So there's not even like background radiation there anymore like there is now. But he says, all right, well, I mean, we're coming into town here. We're coming into the city here. We got to take you down to the government plaza. That's where the main headquarters is. We got to take you down to the chief.
All right. I'm kind of your prisoner right now. I got no choice in the matter. I'm
not a prisoner, to be clear. This is just, you don't know anybody here, and everything is different. And we have a protocol for anyone coming with really, really strange stories that always track. So...
All right.
They bring you into they take you in what it looks like it's probably not the normal like entrance because the rest of the cars are off to the right and they go on the left and they take you down underground into an underground parking garage where they lead you out and they lead you into you walk for a couple minutes even, and then you enter into a room that is just there's a door and they say go on through and you walk inside and the room is white and you look ahead and you look and there's a plexiglass, you assume it's plexiglass walls all throughout the thing, including behind you. And then as your dad steps inside, the door like closes, and the plexiglass wall closes, and then your cube of plexiglass, which is 20 foot on a side, slides into the middle of the room.
I'm taking a look around, seeing what I can see.
There's a pair of rings. I guess I'm going to say wristbands are pretty common. There's a pair of wristbands. With like, it put me on written on them.
I put them on.
And now you can see there's a video screen on the opposite wall. And there's another pair there. There's another pair with like, it looks like there's like four sets in case people came. And it says, welcome to Riverside City, Dimensional Traveler. This is an informative information meeting. This is an informative video to walk you through Riverside City and the basics you need to understand to start living here.
Okay.
And then it goes to the basics of, like,
green vehicles. I do try interrupting and trying to figure out if
it's semi-intelligent. It'll answer basic questions.
Not
fully. It does pause. It pauses and it'll answer a question if it's related to what it's talked about. If it's not related to what it's talked about, it says, sorry, you'll have to wait.
It's Travis actually trying to figure out if it's actual AI because...
It is not true AI.
Yep, that's what he's trying to figure out, though.
It says its name is, like, Jessica like, hi, I'm Jessica, and I'm going to introduce you to the basics of Riverside City and the world you're now a part of. And it gets to the end, it says, please wait while I get your assigned liaison with the Riverside City Dimensional Council.
I will also try asking, how do I go back? How do we go back? Do
we have no record of any dimensional travel out of the world we are currently in. They don't. Things come in, they don't go out. It is almost like it's a void. And you'll learn that if you do some research on it. For some reason, this world draws things in and doesn't let them out. And they're not sure what it is. Even like even these most intelligent people in the world don't know why it's happening. So, comes to, and a very... I'm trying to decide who your liaison's going to be. That wouldn't work for it now, though.
Because he failed to capture my gift me the part, the Pearl. Nano set.
I thought that one, too. I like your idea about it. Okay, so it comes, and it's a shorter guy with... Why you cheat? Why couldn't you let it be a surprise for half a second?
Because none of these make sense for what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a shorter guy. He's got on like a silvery like gi or a robe, Japanese yukata, and he says, "Hi, I'm Shinsoku, or call me Dylan. I don't care. I'm here as your designated liaison. How are you doing?"
I'm doing confused.
So I know. I've done a little bit of interdimensional traveling, but I always got drawn back here.
You think the Horizon Walker might be the better one.
But he's out doing shit, and Shinsoku kind of did a lot in Riverside City. Okay. And there's a reason why
Venator is trying to deal with all the monsters.
Shinsoku's trying to figure out why. And he says, I listened to the questions you were asking, and we have no record of anyone being able to stay away from this dimension, I guess you could call it, or this... plane, if you want to call it that, for any longer than a day, and they always get sucked back.
Plane? Is that that thing in D&D?
Yeah, D&D exists. I established that. If you understand that, you'll get it. Think if your world was Prime 1, this is Prime 2. Not much we can do about it. For some reason, we'll call us Prime 0. Things keep getting drawn back to us. And yes, I've done the math. We don't know why. Yes, I'm very, very smart. Trust me. I've done all the math. It doesn't work. We don't know why. The sun's the same. Everything's the same. I digress. Atlas left. Still don't know why.
Wait, say that again?
Atlas left? Oh, it's a giant colony ship with a bunch of people on it trying to go find another place to live.
Gotcha.
They had to change targets because they were told not to go where they were going. But now they're headed out the other end of the solar system. So maybe we'll find something interesting. But anyway, that's not relevant to you. What's relevant to you is you're stuck here. However, we looked up your names and you gave them, and turns out you existed here.
Existed?
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, we had a thing called the Surge. You've been walked through that. You have. You've been given a brief instruction. Everyone got powers. And you're like, well, am I coming in? Do I get powers? Is that a thing? We found that most dimensional travelers end up with powers as well. It just takes a little bit of time. Hopefully it happens. So, but here's the thing. You died in the Surge. Other you. You from this world. You and your dad, actually, both. Yeah, your who would be your sister and your mom were heartbroken, but they moved on. They're doing really well in Riverside City now.
Wait, they're alive? This is probably my father, Franklin.
Yeah, he's like, your dad's like,
or Frederick.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait, roll back one more time. What year is it? 2029. Okay. And my wife's alive. Yes. Well, son, I was always older than your mother. Mm-hmm. We're the same age now.
Accent.
Damn it to shit. Son, I have good news. I was always older than your mother. Significantly. Now I'm not. Maybe this isn't such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Is there any chance we can see them? Art, you want to do Shinsoku for a second?
Sure.
Is there any chance we can see them?
Sure. I can pull it up and try to get to all of them.
Okay, if you could do that, honestly, you can keep me. I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
I got nothing left worth going back to if she's here. So if they are here, yeah,
I will have to do a search since
they're in Riverside City.
Well, but in terms of married or not, And, mm-hmm. you know.
You do it. Sengoku does a check and finds out they were married up until the surge. They were married with two kids up until the surge. And then the surge happened and they died.
Okay. And did she remarry? No. Okay.
She has not remarried, and she now works as a dispatcher for the FSA. You've talked to her.
Okay.
What's her name?
Jennifer Lang.
Yeah, Jennifer Lang. You've talked to her. You've talked to her a bunch. By the way, that's the name of the dispatcher I used.
Okay. Jennifer, yeah.
She was
from earlier in the first season.
Yeah. You've talked to her a bunch of times.
Oh my gosh. It's all linked.
And you also know that the daughter, whose name is
Sarah.
Sarah has been seen out doing cape work. She actually just recently got her cape license.
Okay.
And she operates with a Gundam, essentially, a mecha suit.
Okay.
So
yeah, I will.
Yeah, you.
I will make the contact and have her respond.
And she says, "My who's a what now?" She says, "Shinso, who call me?
My feed."
Yeah.
I'll pull her up. Yeah.
I like the it's picture in picture on like the big screen.
We had a another incursion.
Ah, okay, documented.
Okay. However, you're sitting right.
Yeah, I got the ergonomic chair. Uh-huh. I think you got it from for Christmas. And
I'm just going to flip the screen.
Oh.
Hi. You recognize them?
Wait. You boy? She's not Southern either.
My boy?
Family calls. He with close people, he actually goes by his middle name of Alex.
Alex, is that you? Alex, you're dead.
I'm not your
remember incursion.
I know, but it's still weird. Thank you, Shinso. I think I can handle it from here. All right, I'll ring you back for the rest of it. And so you're gonna get to talk to what's your character's actual name? I forgot.
Travis.
You're gonna get to talk to. She's not your mom, but she's your mom. You have the same experiences up until because you lived in Sweetwater. Mm-hmm. And she lived in Sweetwater. She moved to Riverside City after you and your dad died. After other you and your dad died. And to just make a new life for herself and your sister. And yes, like, capes and things changed and other things. But personality-wise, most of your family trips and everything all line up exactly. Because the world has a way of connecting things how they're supposed to be. So, and it boils down to is she agrees to take you and to take your dad back in, and you're gonna. And but she says, however, you're of the right age. We can get you into super school.
But I don't have any powers.
You've been here, yeah, and as you say that, flames appear in your hands.
What the? Huh? I'll just call my hot stuff now.
And she, your mom groans. She says, "Yep, that's Alex. Yep,
that's it.
Yep, that's my boy."
That's my boy.
Okay.
Hey, right. It's my boy.
And she says, however, small problem. You have 2 weeks of decontaminate, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Decontaminate?
So, when you travel between dimensions, sometimes things... Oh, and this is Shinsoku popping back in. He says, when you travel between dimensions, sometimes things cling on. We just gotta make sure that they don't. And that anything that was left behind was skim.
You ever remember War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
You know, the things that can kill off the entire population of something from that you bring in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to avoid.
Gotcha.
Big bad shit that's not from here. We don't want it. And over the course of the 2 weeks, you're given access to basically whatever you want. Be it history, be it information on technology, be it information on magic. Magic's real. And you're like, holy shit, magic's real.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
A lot of technology to play with, too.
Yeah, exactly. They pipe in, they give you whatever you want, whatever you ask for. Money's no object for this. You won't get to keep anything, you know, except like basic AR rings and like an A-phone and things like that. Like, what you need to start life, like, you know, which is effectively be like what they give someone when they move to a new country. It's like a cell phone, something to make them so they can survive. An identity, your identity exists. You're 5 years younger than you should be, but they don't really care. You are the older sibling, not the younger sibling.
Actually, I was 3 years younger, and
now you're even younger.
Yeah, she's 10 years older than me.
Yes, whatever. And your mom is now older, but she's alive, so you're pretty okay with that.
Ecstatic.
Yeah. And you go through decontamination. And it's boring as hell. And then they give you your introduction for Super School. You're going to be... It's trios of young, up-and-coming people with superpowers. And they either can go down the administrative track or the business track or the cape track, which is where they learn to be superheroes. And they say you don't have to choose until after you get your introduction, but you do whatever you want. And this is not mandatory. You could not do that. You could not go in.
I need go in because I'm literally on fire. I have no clue how to control this.
Good idea. All right. So we're gonna leave you with that. We're gonna make that happen, and your dad will be safe with me. We'll get to know each other again because we've got a lot in common, but a lot we don't.
All right.
And as you know, you learn that Cape School starts the day you get out of the meet and greet is the day you get out of contamination.
That sounds like a coincidence.
I think not. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and you will. I believe the next episode will be the beginning of the campaign.
Yep.
This has been Intro. I've been Paul. Have a great night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye, y'all.